text for today is the baptism of our Lord in Matthew chapter 3. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John, but John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Here ends our text. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, "Let it be." And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, "Let it be." Contrary to what many think, the Mother Mary in this song is not the Virgin Mary. Mary was Paul McCartney's mother's name, and in this case, she gave good advice. In times of trouble and in an hour of darkness, "let it be" can be very wise words. These are the words of wisdom that Jesus gave John in our text when John protested about baptizing him. Jesus replied, "Let it be." And "let it be" are my words to you about this text. Let it be that what you see going on in the Jordan fulfills all righteousness, as Jesus says it does. All righteousness fulfilled is what you need. As we sing in a hymn, "I am all unrighteousness, false and full of sin I am." Notice that hymn is for Christians to sing. It's not a song for unbelievers. It's not a song for those the world would think wretched, disgusting people. It's for church-going people. Yes, today, right now, I am all unrighteousness. Today, right now, false and full of sin, I am. St. Paul agrees in Romans 7 and 8, saying that he, an apostle of Christ, is a wretched man with not one good thing dwelling in his flesh. Jesus, however, is all righteousness. Jesus is not only not false, but he is more than true. He is the truth. And he is not full of sin, but of grace upon grace. And he is all of this apart from one drop of water from John wetting him. Jesus is all righteousness and truth from the womb of Mother Mary from all eternity. Jesus is all righteousness, but John baptizing him fulfills all righteousness, because here Jesus takes on all sins. Scripture says John only baptized those who confessed their sins. Holy Jesus had none of his own. The sins he confesses in order to be baptized were yours, mine, the world's. "I worry, I don't pray, I don't hold God's word sacred, I disobey parents, I hold grudges, I lust, I lie, I covet." Those sins, that sin, you won't look at in the light of day. Let it be that Jesus already confessed it in the Jordan. Let it be that John baptizing Jesus fulfills all righteousness as Jesus says it did. Let it be that all was fulfilled, not some, not most, but all. So what's left for you? What righteousness, what holiness, what goodness required by the holy God is left for you to fulfill? That aching, gnawing feeling that there is something you need to do to get on God's good side, let it be. This text tells us, let it be, that Jesus fulfilled all righteousness by getting baptized by John. And it tells us, let it be, that Jesus' baptism opens heaven. Talk about times of trouble. Talk about an hour of darkness. There is no more troubling time. There is no darker hour than when heaven is closed to you. Picture the doorman in The Wizard of Oz. When Dorothy and crew seek admission to Oz for help, the doorman opens the portal, sticks his head out, and shouts no, slamming the portal closed in the process. You're familiar with the phrase, stink to high heaven. Heaven had to be closed to keep the stench of earth out. It's not just that the wickedness of the pre-flood world reached God's eyes. It's not just that the outcry against the debauchery of Sodom reached God's ears. No, the smell of our sins reached his nose. What do you do if you know you're about to drive by a large chicken or pig farm? You close the windows or you shut down the AC. This fallen world was one big animal farm loaded with manure to the holy nose of God. Heaven was shut so he didn't have to smell us. Let it be that Jesus being baptized by John opens heaven. The translation open, though, is too weak. It's torn asunder, and it's passive. God tears it open from his side because now on earth there is someone he can love. There stands his only beloved son on earth, and Jesus is a fragrant, pleasing aroma. You know how expensive perfume fills a room? Well, that's how Jesus does earth. The groom Jesus describes his bride, the church, in the Song of Solomon this way. The fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. Think of a pine forest. Nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with the trees of frankincense, myrrh, and aloes, along with all the finest spices, let its spices be wafted abroad. Let it be that you now smell sweet to God because Jesus stands in the Jordan bearing all your sins. Here stands someone that not only the Father loves, but who enables the Father to love and to save the world. Now, to save the world, he would have to send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of holiness, of grace and mercy and peace. But where on this stinking earth could the Holy Spirit land? But just like in the flood, do you remember? After the water began receding, Noah let out a raven, and it never came back. Then he tried a dove, and it came right back. That's because ravens land on stinking dead bodies, and they eat them. Doves do not. God the Holy Spirit looks out of heaven, and he sees nothing but smelling, decaying bodies, dead in their sins, stinking to high heaven. Then Jesus steps into the Jordan and fulfills all righteousness. Here is a place for the dove of the Holy Spirit to land. Let it be. Let it be that Jesus' baptism opens heavens to you, bringing the Holy Spirit down to earth where you are. Let it be in times of trouble, which you have had and will have, that heaven is open to your prayers and cares. Let it be in your hour of darkness that might drag on for days, weeks, even years, that you hear the Spirit speaking to you words of not only wisdom, but light. In your baptism, absolution, and communion. Let it be for you today, in the baptism of our Lord, that all righteousness is fulfilled, that heaven is open, and that God is well pleased. But be clear how he is well pleased. Only in Jesus. Contrary to the world, God is not pleased outside of Jesus. Contrary to the world, God is not pleased when hundreds of musicians get together and sing, "We are the world." He is not pleased when Muslims say their prayers towards Mecca 5 times a day. He is not pleased when the Jews pray at the Wailing Wall. He is not pleased when the Mormons have their temple rituals. God says he is well pleased in Jesus alone. Outside of him, apart from him, there is only an angry, burning, blinding, judging God. Go to your Old Testament. When his own priests approached him in a way he had not commanded them, he killed them on the spot. When a young man who had grown up with the Ark of the Covenant in his home for 20 years touched the Ark just to keep it from falling, God struck him dead. Go to your New Testament. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, not one single person, no matter how devout, no matter how sincere, no matter how nice they may be, comes to the Father but by me. Outside of Jesus, no one comes to a kind, loving, forgiving, helping Father, but only to a wrathful God. I know it troubles you here. The insert doesn't translate God saying, this is my Son, in Him I am well pleased, but with Him I am well pleased. Your New American Standard and your Beck translations, they have it right. They have, in Him I am well pleased. When you translate with, well, then you hear God saying that He is pleased with Jesus, and pleased with Jesus taking on the sins of the world to save it. Nothing wrong with that. But for whose sake do you think God speaks from heaven? In John chapter 12, the Father speaks from heaven in answer to Jesus' prayer to glorify thy name. And from heaven, God says, I have and I will. Well, what does Jesus tell the crowd then? He says, the voice has not come for my sake, but for your sakes. So here the Father speaks from heaven, not to say something that the Son knows from all eternity, i.e. that His Father is well pleased with Him. The Father speaks from heaven for our sakes. For us who live in times of trouble with hours of darkness, saying, in Jesus, I am well pleased. Let it be. Let it be that in Jesus, God is well pleased with you. No matter how long the time of trouble, no matter how deep the hour of darkness, let it be that God is as pleased as He can be with you in Jesus. No matter how unrighteous you feel, no matter how false and full of sin you are, let it be that God is well pleased with you in Jesus. No matter how closed heaven seems to your stinking prayers, let it be that they are as incense to God in Jesus. Yes, yes. That's how I want it to be, not only in times of trouble, not only in hours of darkness, but every day, every hour, every moment. I want it to be that God is well pleased with me. He is in Jesus. So how am I in Jesus? You are in Jesus the same way everyone from Adam to Zechariah and St. Matthew to St. John are, by God putting you there. New Testament people are put in Jesus by baptism. 153 times Paul uses the baptismal phrase, in Christ. In Christ, Paul writes. In Christ, Paul lives. In Christ, Paul prays. In Christ, Paul blesses. And in Christ, Paul dies. Let it be that way for you as well. When those times of trouble come, and they surely will, and when that hour of darkness dawns, and it certainly will, let this text come to you speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be that Jesus stands in the Jordan taking responsibility for your sins. Let it be that Jesus stands in the Jordan putting them on His back so He can carry them all of the way to the cross to suffer every single punishment they deserve. Let it be that heaven is torn open by this, and God the Holy Spirit can't wait to get to you, to land on you, to fill you with His gifts of love, joy, peace, strength, hope, courage, and forgiveness. Let it be that God is well pleased with you, not because you do pleasing things, but because you're in Jesus through your baptism. Let it be that His baptism speaks of fulfilled righteousness, an open heaven, the Holy Spirit on earth, and a smiling God. And let it be that your baptism answers, Amen. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all human understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.